The city's list of roads that need major improvements is a long one, and $4 million in federal earmarks will only go so far. In addition, City Manager Rich Underkoffler Monday told the council that the federal money will be less than $4 million.
Although we got a $4 million federal earmark for these projects, we expect to get only $3,530,000 and some change. And the city will be responsible for a 9.03% local match up to $361,200 if we got the full $4 million.
The money will pay for some work on city-owned roads. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the city has listed its top priorities. Number one is fixing broken sidewalks and gutters on Main Street in the downtown area. Second priority is repaving and sidewalk repair on Dolphin Street, running from Main up to the elementary school. Hagerman also said several segments would mean better pavement and sidewalks around Petersburg Medical Center. Those include downtown portions of 1st and 2nd Streets, as well as the lower stretches of Excel and Fram Streets.
That'll be nice to get the bulk of the area around the hospital paved and shaped up, so that emergency responders can get there without jarring patients too bad in the ambulance like happens now.
Also in the top nine are improvements on the lower part of Joa, redoing Harbor Way, and upgrading Surf Street. In all, the list has over 30 segments of roadway, and Hagerman said the money would not go very far down his priority list.
The rest actually went out to 31 in the priority list, but realistically, if we make it to Surf Street, number 9, we'll be doing really well.
Some members of the City Council had their own priorities as well. Melinda Hofstad said Excel Street up to the ball fields was seeing increased traffic and needed work.
You know, the pedestrian thing is kind of a mess up at the top there, and the parking, and personally, that's a real high priority for me because of safety issues with children, you know, kind of running in and out, and cars aren't directed properly up there. So that's a very high priority for me.
And Councillor Bob Nilsson wanted to repair a sharp corner at 8th Street and Oslog. Nevertheless, the council approved a resolution that authorizes staff to sign two agreements with the state. The first is an agreement that spells out the city's and state's responsibility for the repairs. The second agreement sets out the terms for the state to carry out over $300,000 in design and engineering work in preparation for the road repairs. The city's resolution also budgets up to $361,000 in city money to do the construction work. The resolution approving the agreements passed the council by a 6-1 vote, with John Haverlick voting no. Those road improvements could happen as early as 2009. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.